The next thing that I want to go back now to the budget process. I think you've heard me talk about this calendar before that was established by the Finance Committee. And I don't have copies to give everybody. I don't think you really want or need this, but I'm going to give the secretary a copy to post with the minutes. And there are about nine stages here that were drawn up by the Finance Committee saying by such and such a date certain things should have happened. And we're at this point now generating the draft station budget to submit to the CFO for review. And that technically was due by May 31st. Not all of the stations are up on this. I think maybe one is at achieving this schedule. Who is supposed to initiate this draft station budget is the general manager, the business manager, in collaboration with the local finance budget committees and the CFO. So we haven't really met as a technically our small budget committee, but I have been somewhat in communication with them. I've been mostly working with Maria trying to get this figures together, and Andrew has reported on it. We did have a meeting on Friday that I thought was very productive. The next stage is a deadline, supposedly, of June 30th, and the description of the action that's supposed to be completed by then is compile and distribute the draft station budgets to the LSBs and the National Finance Committee for review. And this budget that's gotten, you know, from the draft stage that was supposed to be submitted by May 31st into the June 30th stage is done by the local finance budget committees, which would include your treasurer, and the CFO. So in other words, we still have work to do before the budget can be submitted to the LSB for review. Our LSB meeting schedule has more or less fallen in between each of one of these deadlines. So here we are at June 18th. I had hoped that we would have something to distribute to you today, but we are still within this time schedule as far as having something to be completed by review with the local people and the CFO. And so then on July 16th, when we have our meeting next, this is the description of what has to be done by July 31st. So we will be on time if we have this budget to review on July 16th. Review and act upon the draft station budgets by approving as is or with amendments, and the LSBs shall deliver an LSB-approved budget to the CFO and the National Finance Committee as of July 31st. If such does not occur, the National Finance Committee shall take whatever action it decides will be most appropriate to provide a proper budget in a reasonable time. So then there are stages after that. By August 7th, the CFO has to compile and distribute the final draft station and network budgets to the National Finance Committee, and the National Finance Committee will review and act upon them. By August 11th, the National Finance Committee will review and act upon the station and network budgets by approving them or amending them. Then by September 7th, the budgets need to be distributed to the Pacifica National Board so that they may be approved by September 30th, which is the last day of the fiscal year. So if anybody really wants to have this one sheet of paper, please tell me and I'll get it to you. On the other hand, I'm giving one to the secretary who will post it in the Gmail, you can photocopy it from there. Okay? Now, back to some of these papers that I've had. Just a minute. So during our last meeting, we had financial statements through April. And in fact, there really aren't complete statements for May yet, but they will be soon. Really the next thing that I needed to do was to tell you that schedule that I just showed you and gave to the secretary. Maria and I talked about having meetings to finish up on the budget as it will have to be presented to the CFO. And that will go to her, we speculate, by June 30th. Then we would like to plan two meetings during the week following the July 4th holiday. Up until we have our July 16th meeting. We need to have a meeting during the day or late afternoon, which anybody is welcome to come to, and one in the evening, early evening. And so I don't know. I think this would be a time where we might have people suggest who could come. I know Anthony was able to come during the day. He's often around the station. I don't know if other people could come, say, 4 o'clock, 5:30. We don't want to keep Maria there until 9 o'clock at night. But this will be the opportunity, then, for you to review the budget so that on the 16th, you will be prepared to have your final questions, to have your vote on it. And in the past, she has told me that at the point where you needed to vote on it, most people said, well, we haven't had time to really review it. So we're trying to build in at the point where we are sure that the budget will be finished and in a state that you can review it, meeting time where as many people as possible can come to a special meeting at the station to review this. So,
okay, I want to suggest that we set aside, say, 7 minutes at the end of Barbara's report to attempt to schedule those two meetings.
This is the end of my report. I'm not going to report on May.
Oh, this is the end of your report.
Yeah, this is the end.
All right, well, let's start. Before we take up the question of scheduling the meetings, let's see if there are any questions. Go ahead, Andrea.
Well, I have two kind of concerns, and perhaps you can address them, or maybe Andrew can address them. I'd like to learn more about how the actual budget is prepared, based, you know, because, for example, when we talk about a Santa Cruz transmitter, like we had talked about setting priorities. Andrew, remember at that last meeting? There was a time where we were trying to, you know, Laura Privis said, we need a development plan. I have tried to figure out a way that we can be strategic in our budget process so that either we're using a boilerplate budget thing where it should be just a matter of plugging in numbers and popping them out the other end, or we have a plan and we find out what funds in that budget we apply either to a development director, the Santa Cruz transmitter, how will our budget reflect our priorities? And we had something of a workshop to discuss those priorities. I'm curious about your involvement in the budget. To me, it seems like the Santa Cruz transmitter is low-hanging fruit. For $5,000, that seems like something that might return. If we were able to broadcast a signal to that area, it seems like that might pay for itself fairly quickly. But where is the plan, and how is the plan reflected in the budget?
I can answer. The Santa Cruz transmitter request was put out as a separate item, a special fundraising. I sent an email this morning to somebody who had inquired about it to say, well, we need to ramp it up a little bit. Now, there is a document, Andrea, that I would offer you a copy of, and it's the assumptions. And Anthony got the most current version of this at the meeting the other day, Friday. It was passed out by Maria. And it has in it the boilerplate that you're talking about of how the way figures are analyzed in order to be dropped into this template that we would need. I didn't make everybody copies of this, but I think you need to have this. Yes, all right, please. And we could maybe talk about it through a few emails because you...
I think we should all get it.
Fine. We'll give it...
Craig will send it to all.
There's quite a few pages. And it's a combination of expenses that are projected or how they're going to appear next year, and some of them are just represented for how much they're costing now. So that's why it's not a perfect document, but in fact, Anthony had an earlier version of this I gave you a few meetings ago that was the assumptions used for last year.
Okay, so the next person on the list is Tracy. Is there anyone else who wants to participate in this discussion? Okay, so Tracy, then Dan.
I don't think these are really questions, but they may turn into questions. You never know.
What?
The first thing was...
Tracy, you're sort of garbling.
Okay, I'm not sure these are actual questions, but they might turn into them. They are, however, what's the word? Comments or clarifications or something like that. The first is I just wanted to let people know that I had said I would send a letter to the Community Foundation of Santa Cruz requesting some support around the booster. I sent the letter. What I haven't had time to do, partially thanks to the Public Utilities Commission, is to follow up. I did send a copy of the letter to the ED. I don't know whether she got it to you, Andrew, or not. I can forward it as well. It was asking for $2,500 matching assistance with getting to the $5,000, which would leave us needing to raise $2,500 by October, but it would certainly provide a good kickstart kind of a thing. Like I said, I just need to follow up and see if there's any possibility of that happening, but the request has been made. What else? I don't know if this is the right place to do it. There was a question about paying grant writers on commission. If it's okay, I can add one or two things about that. And then, what else? On the meeting schedule for the Finance Committee, this is just a request. Could we do it at least, ideally a week, but at least 72 hours in anticipation of when we actually want to meet? The last request was 24 hours, and I can come during the day,
no,
and I can carve
out
time, but not on that. Yeah,
I didn't. That meeting was a thing that started on Thursday, then it morphed into something bigger.
Right.
It changed to Friday, and I said, wow, we can have a lot more people.
I'm just checking if the plan is a little
The
more
plan to have, I correct myself, I said it was the week after the 4th, but in fact, that's the week that we want to give LaVarne to go over our budget, and we expect it back from her on the 8th. And then it would be the week of the 11th through, say, the 14th, that we might schedule these two meetings where people from the LSB can come and have a little go at understanding the budget before we actually have to present it on the 16th for your vote.
Yeah. Okay. So the challenge in general with sort of a priority-based budgeting process, as much as I agree with it, and I just think people need to keep in mind, we don't have a lot of discretionary funds.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue of allocating our vast amount of discretionary funds, there's not really that much there after you deal with operating expenses and your ongoing payroll commitments. It's a very, very tiny amount of money, if in fact it's there at all. So just keep that in mind when we're talking about what we can do with our discretionary funds. We may, in fact, need to spend a little bit more time on the question of how we get more discretionary funds to therefore allocate. What was the other thing? In terms of the deadline, it is likely because we did not know the meeting schedules for all the LSBs when that timeline was developed, mm-hmm. that it will not be a major problem to allow LSBs to approve budgets in their August meeting if it is, in fact, 1 or 2 days later after the deadline. However, it is likely that August will be the board's final shot at the budget.
Yeah, our August meeting is the 20th, which is after both mm-hmm. of the August deadlines that the National right. Finance Committee has set.
Right. That is true because that meeting schedule, you know, was mm-hmm. not apparent. Other LSBs have pointed that out. I think that the, you know, the proper way to say it, and, you know, we'll have to do a formal waiver, but I think we will, is that August is kind of the last shot because by September it needs to get mm-hmm. done. Okay, so on fundraising, grant writing commissions, just really quickly, it's basically a controversy within people who perform grant writing as consultants. There is a significant chunk of the population, I would say that is the more experienced grant writers, who feel that paying grant writers on commission is degrading, that professionally grant writers shouldn't work that way, and that they would stand up for the fact that people that try not to pay grant writers for their work unless they get the money are basically behaving in an exploitative fashion. However, there is a whole bunch of people who are probably somewhat less experienced and professionally established who would say great on such a deal and take you up on it. There's no legal problem. There may or may not be an ethical problem considering how you feel about the grant raising, you know, the grant writing professions and the sentiments of some inside it. However, certainly some people have tried to poise it as a less progressive way to work with grant writing consultants. That is basically what the issue is regarding paying commissions. That's it.
Okay. Next on the list is Dan. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the list? Okay, go ahead, Dan. Give that man a microphone.
So, actually, I want to throw a fly in the ointment here because it seems to me that there should be an opportunity for conversation on this board at the front end of the preparation of the budget. I'm really uncomfortable with the idea that staff and committee and the treasurer will prepare a budget, and that's the first time we'll actually have a substantive conversation about it. And I think this is kind of what Andrea was suggesting, or at least that's what I got from her suggestion, is that at the beginning of the process, we should have a conversation. I mean, it may be at the end of the day there is not a lot of discretionary money in the budget, as Tracy says, but, you know, to me that's a discretionary call as well, right? I mean, to some extent, anything in the budget is discretionary. I guess we have to pay for the electricity and other things, but beyond that, we can conceivably, although I don't think, I'm not proposing it, start out with a zero-based budget, right, build it from nothing. But what I'm suggesting is less radical than that, although that might be a conversation to have over time. But I think given that we have a little bit more time than last round, when everything was really last minute and behind schedule, but maybe not enough time to sort of start at the beginning and say, well, if we had our druthers, here's what we do with the, you know, money that KPFA does have. I'd still like to have that conversation, you know, even if it's just for the point of view of saying we think having a grant writer or having a development director should be a top priority in building the budget, and we instruct staff and the treasurer to build that into the budget. And there may be other ideas that people have or that we would develop collectively that we would like to transmit before we're presented with a finished budget.
I'd like to suggest there was an hour set aside for this item, which would take us to 5 minutes to two. That leaves us 35 minutes. I think we should have that discussion right now. I think people should. I agree with Dan, and I think we should have that discussion. I also hope that someone will make a motion based on the discussion we had earlier that says something like, we hope this the board hopes that the new year budget will accurately reflect the station's needs in terms of paid staff, particularly around the question of the fill-in board ops, because that we don't need to have that kind of discrepancy in the budget, and that people are paid what is allocated for them in the budget. So if that means that we have to change the way the budget is, what it says in the budget about their pay, so be it. Anyway, so unless anybody objects, let's spend the next 35 minutes having this discussion about budget priorities. No objections? Okay, thank you. So I recognize Andrea and then Khan.
I agree that we need to have a plan. I'm hoping that we can look at the full. Barbara, do you? Let me go back. Do you have a full budget of what it costs to run the station? See, because that's what I think it could be educational.
Those are the kinds of financial statements you get, that show what's budgeted currently and what we're paying.
Okay, I was hoping that Andrew would be here so that we could at least look at that and see what does it cost to run this station every month.
Well, that's the statements that we distributed last time are typical of the kind of statements where it shows the column with what's budgeted, the column of the actual expenditure in each of those line items. Some of the versions of those statements even show how much we're over or under in each category.
Okay.
Those are the kinds of statements that's
not getting to it, but I'm on your line on that one. We do need to see what it costs to run the station, and I'm not sure that we actually get that with the reports. Like, are we spending $30,000, $40,000? I don't have the papers in front of me, so I can't make an academic.
This is the one. I have one with me of what was distributed last month, and I need to have that back.
I'm just trying to shape the framework of mm-hmm. how we're going to discuss this, that's all, as opposed to Lucy, why are we doing this or that. We need to have an outline.
Okay.
Margie, can I just... I realize that I'm glad that the LSB is going to have this discussion. I'm not a person that would be voting or making any motions, but I wanted to add at the end of my presentation my impression, although Andrea would rather have facts than my opinion, but being involved in this and looking over it and being at the meetings and discussing all this and trying to help hash out what's needed, I also am in total agreement with the need for the development director. And this was a strong expression of all the people that were at this meeting yesterday. And I think that it is something that we need to just assign the money, and then there will be money coming in because of that position. And another thing that I was impressed with that Michael Yoshida shared with us at the meeting yesterday was the expenses and the involvement of changing the telephone system and possible upgrades for the website. And he agreed, and we have also spoken to Roger, the contract professional that's helping with both those areas, to have a meeting sometime to explore this so everybody can be better educated. And so those are the kinds of things that have been covered by a meeting that you were unfortunately not able to attend. So.
Okay.
I realized you would.
Okay.
I'm next. Yesterday.
Hold on a second. Okay.
I'm
okay.
I'm next.
I got your name on the list, Andrea. Khan is next.
Well, I want to make a motion and then speak to it. The motion is that the KPFA general management prioritize the hiring of a development director. And if it gets a second, then I'd like to address it.
When?
Well, my motion is actually a directive as opposed to a suggestion.
Okay.
All right? All right, and I want to talk to it. And obviously, if we pass that motion, it was a sense of the body. This is not what I'm talking about. Can I speak to the motion,
sure.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
You know, there are some media outlets that can get by without a development director. I mean, they may be very small, and so they have very low overhead, or they're commercial, and they run on advertising, and they have an advertising sector. But KPFA cannot function without a development director. We cannot rely on $25 memberships to keep this station going. It's not going to work. It doesn't work. And even if we got a huge number of people, we still need a development director. We need a development director, one, because a development director raises money, most importantly, but two, a development director also helps us prioritize what it is the financial concerns of the station are. So all these things that people are talking about, we need to know what the station spends on this, we need to know what the station spends on that. A development director is exactly at the point where they can talk about financial priorities. I don't think this is a sense of the body. We say we don't have the money. We don't have the money not to. I mean, we're not, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. I mean, we can get by without a program director. I don't think in a long run, but we can get by without a program director. We can even get by without an HR person. But you cannot get to by in this kind of radio station without a development director. So when I made the motion, this is not something that we passed in the floor. This has to happen. It has to be the priority for what this station does.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the KPFA LSB directs station management to prioritize the hiring of a development director. Is there further discussion? Tracy.
There's a lot of fundraising and development literature out there for the nonprofit sector. Everybody knows that NFCB was crawling with fundraising consultants, and it's everywhere. One of the things that you will read fairly consistently is that in 80 to 90% of cases, because nonprofits are always yelling and screaming about how they have to hire development directors and then they'll have more money. However, the actual thing that happens when they do empirical research, because development is a process of building relationships and building an infrastructure to do fundraising, is that it takes at least 12 to 18 months for the average nonprofit development director to earn back their salary. And then after that, you start looking at increasing the total amount of assets. And there's a joke about the poor development directors who get hired and told that they have to, raise three times their salary in the first year, and it never happens. In our case, because we're probably hiring, let's face it, at the bottom end of the market, we don't pay people $90,000 or $120,000, and we're not going to do that. So it's going to be someone in the, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 range, optimistically. That's all we got. So you're not going to get someone who has 30 years of relationships built up. You're going to get someone hopefully smart, intelligent, and willing to put some effort in, and with some development background. So realistically, while I support the motion in the sense that I think it's important, we're never going to have a fundraising infrastructure if you don't start, and that ours was not strong in the first place, and it's greatly degraded. But I do think that expecting it to make a significant dent in the upcoming fiscal year is exactly what boards of directors always do, and it's pretty well documented that it doesn't work. If we are lucky, the person will earn back their salary and a bit more. What we are doing is building for the future, which is important. But I think that expectations need to be reasonable. And it cannot be prioritized in the sense of nothing else matters. Because that's not true.
Jack, is there, and oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Andrea Pritchett, then Jack.
Well, I agree with Tracy to the extent that I think what precedes the hiring of a development director is a development strategy. And I do, you know, I do believe that, a development director is something you plant seeds and they come to fruition over time. And that's why I think that we need a strategy like a phase one. What is the immediate? What's going to get us? And these things don't have, you know, we could be looking for that development director now, while we quickly get that money for the Santa Cruz thing happening now. You know, what are the what is our phase one, phase two, phase three? You know, I think we can put out a call for grant writers right now. We can have triage strategies. What is blowing my mind is that it doesn't look like we have anything happening. And we've been told, we got a fundraising committee that, as far as I can tell, is dormant. We've got, you know, we've already passed the resolution. Con, I love your resolution. I think, yes, we should have a development director. And we already passed this. We also had a fundraising meeting with Nisha Anand from the Grassroots Institute for fundraising training. We started that process. She would help us develop. If what we need is help developing a development plan, then God, let's go ahead and hire her. You know, I was hoping that the LSB would convene. What I had hoped to see was what are our overhead costs? What are our personnel costs? What is left over after that? And clearly something's left over after that because we paid for a phone system and we paid for security stuff. But the question, and what I would like to be able to have input on as a member of the LSB, is what comes first, the Santa Cruz transmitter or the security system? The phone system or the development director? And you know, could we limp along, you know, with a messed up phone system for another couple months while we get the Santa Cruz transmitter going? Those are the conversations that I think the GM has to be a part of. I would love to see the treasurer, you know, just bust out those figures that way. What is the absolute triage, you know, just keeping us on the air kind of thing? Because I know that I hear about those monies all the time, that we are making choices about where we spend money. I think the wisdom, what I also got out of the training with Nisha Anand that this board had, was that fun, you know, the idea of a film festival to me is not the way to go. When I look at the KPFA Crafts Fair, that's a lot of energy, a lot of hoop-de-woo, and very little money. You know, so I would say, man, let's go have a quick one-day fundraiser, get that Santa Cruz transmitter up, get a couple things in the fire right now, and maybe if we need a little task force on development, so be it. And let's get busy with it. But I think to wait more is just irresponsible.
Okay. Next on the list is Jack and then Laura.
Okay. I take both Tracy and Andrea's points quite well. But I want to take a different point of view on it. I don't believe in crisis management except as a very, very last resort. Most of the time, crisis management does not lead you out of a crisis. It just sort of keeps you balancing on the edge of crisis. I think that the issue of a development director goes beyond the crisis of the moment. I would suggest that having a development director and therefore having a development strategy and a component of KPFA that is development is an essential part of the long-term process of putting KPFA back on its feet, financially, and in a lot of other ways. Therefore, I agree with Khan about putting the issue of a development director up front. But I want to suggest that the context of that has to be broadened, because it should not be an issue that is simply confined to the boundaries of the KPFA budget, whatever that is. It's still unclear to me just what the KPFA budget is in relation to the overall Pacifica budget. So I think that the boundaries of the discussion have to be broadened to Pacifica. Pacifica has got to understand and got to accept the proposition that KPFA needs a development director. And I think that for the long-term viability of both KPFA and Pacifica, Pacifica has got to assume part of that responsibility. So, for example, and I don't, this is just by way of example, right? Not to push anybody's button or anything of that sort. For example, Pacifica has a certain schedule of repayment of money from KPFA to Pacifica. Pacifica can decide if they choose to, that repayment can be rescheduled or deferred, and that in fact some of that money can be used to hire a KPFA development director now. Why? As an investment in the future. Now, this is not at all to minimize or disagree with or anything like that any of the issues that Andrea and Tracy have raised, with which I by and large agree. But the issue of the development director, it seems to me, has to be placed in a different context. According to all of the reports that we have heard, both Barbara's and Andrew's, we do not have the money right now to go off and hire a development director. However, in negotiations with Pacifica, we can have a development director and use, you know, you always presume that the development director is going to, after 12 to 18 months, bring some money in, you know, make an arrangement by which we have the development director on board so that we can begin that process now, not in the future. I think I've made my point.
Thank you. Laura's next, but I have in front of me a document that Barbara handed out at the last meeting, which includes the mid-year report, the end of the second quarter. And I just want to read some numbers to you. There are not very many of them, and I think it sort of will make things clear. At the end of the second quarter, these are actual figures. Doesn't have anything to do with the budget. I mean, maybe it has something to do with the budget, but not much. Total direct expenses were $782,000. Okay, $782,000. Those are our expenses for the first half of this fiscal year. Total revenue was $834,000. Okay, so we were a teeny, leeny, eeny, eensy bit ahead at the end of the second quarter. Of the expenses, the total on salaries and related expenses, which I assume means benefits, okay, taxes. Salaries, taxes, and benefits, was $461,000, which is 58, according to my little calculator and my cell phone, approximately 58.5%. So around 58% of our expenses is salaries and related benefits. Okay, that's just the big picture, and that helps me hear this discussion because I needed that. Now I'm calling on Laura.
Jack, I agree with you. I don't like crisis management, and that's really all I've ever experienced in my 7 years at KPFA. But I'd love to see something move beyond that. And just my experience also as far as what's happening without a development director right now, since I was executive producer of The Morning Show and we brought in the most funds, I did a lot of the fundraising organizing of the fundraisers. Since we don't have a development director, I'm doing that now, along with the program director and the subscriptions director and the GM. So together, there's a group of people who are all don't have a background necessarily as development directors, who are trying to put together the pieces and at least do the fund drives, which is only one part of a bigger strategy of doing fundraising for the whole station. So I agree with Andrea about this plan, that we need a plan and we need a director. So I think, I don't know if I could add that to Khan's motion, but we need both of these things. So we could just say, you know, direct the GM to get a development director and a development plan, and whichever comes first. Maybe the development director actually can make the plan, or we could get the plan first and put a development director in to implement it. But we need both.
Okay. So the original motion has been amended to include the idea of a development plan in the motion. And I saw some hands. I saw Sharam and Andrea again. Anybody else? Okay, Sharam, go ahead. I'm sorry, Andrea. Andrea Turner. I crossed off the wrong Andrea. Go ahead. And then Sharam.
Yeah, I still want the GM, I don't know if it could be included in your motion or not, to really do an assessment of what he has to work with, because that sets the budget in motion. I mean, who's on, how much are we paying them for, that kind of thing. We need that ahead of time before you can just say a development director to bring on, and say go for it. What are you developing for? You got to know what apples and oranges and pears and whatever you have, what fruit we have, and what does it cost daily, monthly, quarterly, annually in order to move forward. I don't know where you guys are going here, but we need an assessment.
Thank you. Sharam followed by Andrea Pritchett.
I'll just have a quick point, and I'm sorry I had to step out for a few minutes. It's probably off the topic of the motion that was just introduced, in the sense that it may be prudent for Pacifica to look into the scenario that we can have one development director for the entire network. This way it would save money, perhaps. I mean, there is an issue with, you know, whether the person has to be local or not. But I don't think there are other foundations that do this. I mean, it's not just limited to one area. I think this is something Pacifica may want to start looking into. This is one way you can save some of your expenses. I don't know, something just for you guys on the national board to start thinking about.
Andrea Pritchett.
I guess I'd like to offer an alternative motion. And the alternative motion is that the LSB create a development task force to create a strategic plan for development for the station. This task force will include the general manager and members of the LSB. Actions may include, they will explore the hiring of a development director and a plan, an overall 1 to 5 year plan for development for the station.
Okay. Okay. So the way this works now is that we go to discussion on the Was the substitute motion seconded?
I seconded.
Thank you. Okay. So now we go to discussion on the substitute motion. And because of time, I would like to suggest that we try and limit ourselves to 2-4 and 2-against and come to a vote if there's no objection. So someone speaking for the motion, please. Go ahead. Speak for your motion. Argue it.
I'm going to try to motivate. I want people to be on it. I want to involve people. I'm really excited about trying to coordinate the efforts of, there's an outreach committee and a fundraising committee and all of this, but I think one of the reasons that we're not as effective as we could be is because we don't have a plan that we all can act in support of. If we knew that grant writing was a priority, we could go out there and solicit the help. Maybe there are volunteer grant writers out there of quality who, if they knew that this was a priority, we would do it. And so I want us to just all be on the same page. And so I agree with Khan's, I totally support Khan's plan. It's just that we already tried and it didn't really get off the ground. So maybe we could try some other strategies for making this happen.
Okay, speaker against, Dan.
Please take a microphone.
Okay. Look, Andrea, I mean, I support the spirit of what you're saying, okay? But I think it's the wrong idea, because I think we need our staff with their best thinking and to hire someone who has the professional competence to lead this process. You know, we're a bunch of volunteers. We have disparate skills. We have disparate amounts of time to contribute. We are not, as far as I know, experts in development. I think we want, and this is kind of what I was saying before, we want our staff, whom we hire, to give us their best thinking so that we can bounce off it and approve or disapprove or modify. I would feel not confident that we could develop the best development plan. I feel more confident that if we hired someone, and hopefully it will be at the higher range that Tracy was talking about earlier, to come in with the expertise and lead the process. I don't feel good about us leading it.
Another speaker for the motion.
This is a point of clarification.
Go ahead.
I don't want Dan to be under the impression that this is a substitute for having a development director. What I notice is that we need a plan for getting a development director. You know, and in the meantime, we know that those hiring processes take 6 months. And so we just keep going in the hole. So I think there are things that we could set up for a development director. Believe me, if a competent development director walked in the door, I will run interference for them. Okay.
Okay. Is there another speaker? Is the speaker against the motion? Here.
I have no problem with the idea that we get someone and then we work on the plan with them, but I almost feel like when they made that term analysis paralysis underneath, it said task force to develop a plan, to develop a plan, to then hire someone to develop a plan. I love that we're actually talking about now saying to management, this is what we need, let's move forward with it. And I think that's what we should do, is vote yes on the first motion.
Okay. Four. Against? No. No.
Four.
One four. We take one more four, but not another against. Yes. Use a microphone, please.
All right. I'm just recycling more crap that comes in my inbox that I read from these various and sundry nonprofit advice think tanks, of which there are way too many. But that said, I do remember another statement's biggest gripe of development directors, no plan. That's the biggest crap. That's the biggest gripe. Get hired, no plan. Let's keep that in mind. It might not be analysis paralysis to have a plan. It may be the way that you succeed rather than the way that you hire someone, drive them nuts, and have them quit in less than a year because there's no plan.
Okay. Now, unless somebody really feels the urgent need to speak on this motion, we're going to come to a vote. Okay, so Andrea, would you please restate your motion for the record?
That the LSB create a development task force to create a strategic plan for development. This task force will include the general manager and members of the LSB. They will explore the hiring of a development director and the creation of a 1 to 5 year plan for generating funds for the station.
Okay, we're ready to come to a vote on this motion. All those in favor, please raise your hands. Okay, those opposed, please raise your hands.
Five no. Everybody's hands are up. Five no.
Okay, abstentions. Do we have any abstentions? Okay.
Two.
Okay, very good. Okay, so that motion passes. Can we...
Who wants to volunteer?
Yeah, well, let me ask. So... okay, all right. So who wants to volunteer to be on this task force? My question is, Andrea, is that it seems to me that that really, that perhaps those of us who served on the fundraising committee, this is really what we should be doing. Okay. And so, you know, I'm certainly willing to be on it. No, let's fold the fundraising committee into this committee. And let's, oh, whatever. Let's... Okay, forget about the fundraising committee. Let's just do... Let's take volunteers. Yeah, I volunteered. Okay, Andrea Turner. Okay, all right, let's go. And let's meet... Let's. Yeah, of course. Yes, yes. Laura Privis volunteers too. Okay.
Can I just see the hands of everybody who's volunteering?
Yes. Raise your hands if you're volunteering. Okay. All right. We're going to move on now. We're going to look at the week of July following. Oh, it's the week before our next LSB meeting, actually. And we need a one meeting during the day and one meeting in the evening. I would propose that the evening meeting be on the 12th, unless somebody has a problem with that. That's a national finance. Good Lord. Okay. Well. How about the 13th? This is for us to review the budget, for LSB members to review the budget. How about the evening of the 13th?
July 13th.
Yes. Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Is that okay? All right. So the evening meeting is going to be on July 13th. Somebody proposed a daytime meeting. What time?
I was asking for 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Fine. At KPFA. Okay. All right. Okay, then a daytime meeting.
I can do a daytime.
Okay. All right. So somebody proposed a time for a daytime meeting. Noon on what day? No, no. It has to be. I'm sorry. It has to be after the 11th.
How about the 11th? Is that not the 12th?
After the.
The 11th or the 12th?
The 12th.
What day are we at?
Those are Mondays and Tuesdays.
Monday and Tuesday.
That's okay. Tuesday noon is good.
Okay, 7:12 at noon at the station. Any objections?
No.
All right, good. Yes. Yes. No, this is not the committee meeting. Andrea, this is for the LSB members to review the budget. Okay.
2 weeks.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know if this is tangible, but on the daytime meeting, for those who might be invited, sometimes if you go a little bit towards the beginning of the work day or a little bit towards the end, it's easier than noon.
Maybe 4.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, could we explore maybe, I don't know what time of day Maria's work day starts, but maybe could we explore 10 a.m. or even 3 or 4 p.m.?
4 p.m. I think she's generally there in the afternoons. Yeah, 4 p.m. would be okay. Okay. Is that all right with you? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So okay. On the 12th at 4 p.m.
Right. Yeah.
And on the 13th at 6 p.m.
So this is the point of these meetings is for the members of the LSB to have an opportunity to review the budget before it comes up on the 16th for our approval, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair.
Could I just ask if these are opening meetings?
July. Hold on 1 second.
Sorry.
Yes, Adrian, you had a question.
So are these meetings open to staff members and other listeners who might be interested?
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah. Andrea.
If people are going to be making motions and taking votes, it'll only be the members of the LSB.
Right, right. Okay.
Will it be possible to have the notes or budgets sent by email? See, because I'll be on the road nationally, yeah. and I can then comment back and forth
right.
through email.
Yeah.
Okay,
I hope
be great.
I hope
okay.
that we could get it in advance. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks. Then
okay.
I could do it. Bye.
All right. So now I want to say that Paula, wave. Who arranged for us to meet in this room, got this beautiful room for us. Why don't we have this room in Berkeley? Yeah. Free of charge, has also brought us cake. And so thank you, Paula. Okay. I've been requested that we have a 5-minute break, but it's going to be 5 minutes because we're going to come back and do some business.